Blog Talk Radio.
Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way.
By beckoning voices, and our world is polluted with sound. Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quick-claim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children. Oh, Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tightrope of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you in all things, gentle shepherd. Help us find a way.
There's no
chapter 4 again. We'll be there all next month as well. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him, this Luke 4, 17 to 19. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And today we want to look at the little phrase, He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. The latest statistics show that the prison population of the state of New York is 1,403,091. And the thought hit me, we're all prisoners. The whole lot of us. Not just that 1,400,000. You know, many of those who are in a physical prison are free, even though they're inside of a barbed wire fence. And many who are outside of that barbed wire fence are not free. You see, every one of us is a captive, is a prisoner. Every person is imprisoned or captivated by someone or something. And I was singing the songs this morning were appropriate because they talked about us belonging. You know, the scripture says, you are not your own. You are bought with a price. We belong. We belong to someone. And then it says that Jesus came to proclaim deliverance to the captives. The word translated captive or prisoner is eikmalitos, and it means a prisoner of war. Not just a prisoner, but a prisoner of war. Someone who has been captured. And again, we've all been captured by someone or something. We can be captives to work. We know of workaholics. We can be captured by liquor or drugs or sex or pride or family or God even. We're all prisoners. But who's prisoner? Jesus, as we noticed in the last 2 weeks, was sent and he is here. He is here to proclaim deliverance to the prisoners, to the captives. And proclaim is to make a proclamation declaring that something is. That something is a reality. It's not a discussion, but a declaration. Deliverance means pardon, forgiveness, freedom. Again, I want to say, every one of us is a captive. Everyone. The question is, who or what has captivated us? And I begin to think of all the captors there are. And there are lots. But I'd like to share with you some of the worst captors and then the best captor. Some prisons are totally binding. Others are totally liberating. So these are not the top four or anything, but I think they are representative. And I believe maybe the worst tyrant in the world is self. Self is the worst tyrant. There is no despots that is so bondage-driven as self. See, isn't it true that our self is ever so valiant to polish its image that it keeps us bound to do all that'll make us shine? Do this, don't do that. Go here, but don't go there. Spit and polish, lie, sneak, deceive, justify. Do anything to make yourself look good. And one of the cleverest ways to make yourself look good is to point at everybody else's faults. So you make you look good by making others look bad. The problem is, you got to really work at this to keep your story straight. Self. So if you spell self backwards and add an H, you have flesh. The world's worst tyrant. And many of us have been, some of us may still be, in bondage to self. Another big one is religion. It is said that there is no prison so binding as religion. In a way, religion is sort of a corporate self. Lots of do's and don'ts. You know, tithe, read the Bible, pray, go to church, keep the law. Those are all good things. But it's step two, maybe, or three or four. But not one. And we've learned in the church to do all sorts of busy work that will prevent us from having an intimate relationship with the living God.